This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's Child Protection Week this week. We're not doing too well with this in Australia at the moment. The number of cases reported to child protection agencies continues to rise. Michelle Derrig is determined to make a difference to Australian children. She's a mum of four and she's the author of Only For Me, a book designed to teach even the smallest kids about protective behaviours. Michelle's with me on the phone. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Katrina. Thanks for having me here today.
Oh, you're welcome. Why did you decide to write a book to teach kids how to protect themselves?
Okay, so it was about it was the beginning of 2014, and I was actually just out for dinner with a couple of mums, and on that night I heard about two separate cases that the mums shared about where children had been abused by children their own age. So in one case, the family, it was the school holidays and they'd gone to the park for a play date, and it was on the way home that the seven-year-old son told his mum that the other little boy had actually been touching him inappropriately. And what was critical about that story was that the other family or the other parents had actually shared with the mum that they had discovered their little boy accessing pornography a few months prior on his iPad.
Oh,
and they'd actually dealt with that situation, but they weren't aware of the fact that he was acting out because of what he'd been exposed to.
Oh, wow, that's shocking,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is.
So why is it important for parents to be having conversations about this and talking with their kids about it?
Well, I really felt when I heard that story that despite wanting to protect my kids' innocence, that I also had that responsibility as a parent to empower them with the information that they needed to know so that they could protect themselves and also know that they have a right to say no when something doesn't feel right.
Mm. And how did you go about creating a book that will teach children what they want to know but not destroy that precious innocence that this is all designed to protect?
Sure. Well, I basically sat down and I'd written a few other manuscripts in rhyme before. That's just something that appealed to me. And so I felt that using rhyme and using, obviously, age-appropriate language would help to engage the children straight up and before I got into the more serious detail.
Mm.
I also managed to employ the talents of a former Disney animator who happened to be another mum at my children's school, and her beautiful illustrations, I think, really helped to capture that gentleness.
And Michelle, do you want to read for us just a little bit from the book so people can get a sense of what it's like?
Yeah, absolutely. So the book starts off introducing different body parts. So, for instance, it starts off saying, "These are my eyes, so sparkly and bright, for seeing and blinking and closing at night." It then goes on to talk about your hands, your mouth, your feet and your tummy, which grumbles and rumbles and loves to be full. And then it talks about, "This is my bottom and bits that we, they're very private and only for me."
Mm. Yeah.
And then we actually present kids with some specific scenarios that predators would actually use during the seduction and grooming process.
Okay. And I understand you've even sent this to the Pope.
I have. I have. As a Catholic, I obviously felt, as we all do, very confronted and disappointed with the reaction of the Church. And it was at the time of the Royal Commission. And so I thought, well, you know what, maybe this is something that the Church can use to help empower and protect the children in their care. So I sent him a copy and I actually got a response, which was very exciting.
Wow, what did he say?
So it came from his...
Secretary or something, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, his advisor. And he just said that the Holy Father, Pope Francis, wishes me to express his gratitude for your kind letter and the gift, and he appreciates the sentiment, which prompted you to share your book.
That must have been a bit of a buzz to get that.
It was a buzz. it was great. And, you know, I've had Sydney Catholic Schools order a copy for every single school this year as part of their Safeguarding Children project. So it's, it's getting there slowly.
That is wonderful. I'm speaking to Michelle Derrick. She's the author of Only For Me, a book that teaches kids protective behaviours. What kind of feedback, other than hearing from the Pope, I'm just going to keep mentioning that, have you received about the impact that the book is having?
Okay. So I've had some beautiful testimonies and endorsements, just people really encouraging me and telling me how useful that they've found it. and also how much it appeals to their children. I had one mother tell me that, you know, within a week they actually knew all the words off by heart, which was really beautiful. But the most profound moment was actually when I received a testimony from a mum who I'd actually only sent the book off 24 hours prior. It arrived really quickly, and that afternoon I received an email to say that she received a disclosure from her child on the first reading. She said when they got to the secrets page that he actually was able to tell her what was going on. And, you know, it was such a bittersweet moment. You know, I felt, you know, so sad for this little boy and what he'd gone through, but at the same moment, same time, it was, you know, so wonderful to know that the book had actually achieved what I'd hoped that it would.
Yeah, that's very powerful. I'm speaking to Michelle Derrick, the author of Only For Me, which teaches children protective behaviours. Michelle, tell us about your new project, Protect 2233. What's that about?
Okay, so Protect 2233 is a project that I'm launching in my local area to start with, and it involves getting in touch with all the daycare and preschools in the area, in the postcode, and just asking them to promote a talk that I'm going to offer to parents next week, where I'll actually speak to them about the importance of empowering their children against sexual abuse. I've also donated a copy of the book to each of those 18 centres, and I'm also offering free delivery to anyone that would like to buy a copy of the book.
So that's just within your postcode? But
are you postcode.
Okay. Are you going to expand that to other areas? Or?
Absolutely. So it's kind of the launch of it, the National Child Protection Week, and I'm going to work postcode by postcode. I've still got my two-year-old at home, so I thought I'll start closer to home to begin with, and ideally I would actually like to cover the whole of Sydney eventually.
I think that'll take you a while, Michelle. You might be when your child's in school by the time you've done them all. Well, thanks, Michelle, for filling us in.
My pleasure.
Yeah, that's Michelle Derrick. She's the author of Only For Me. It's a book that teaches kids protective behaviours. It has been endorsed by Act for Kids, Dr. Patricia Werrikoon, and the Children's Hospital at Randwick. You can find out more at onlyforme.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.